Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most companies will tell you that their brand and what it stands for is their business. But sometimes a brand can get stale and need rebranding. This can apply to cities and counties too, as you will soon hear from our next guest. Gerald Seals is administrator for Richland County, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Gerald, welcome.
I appreciate being here. I'm excited about what we're doing at the county.
Well, tell us about Richland Renaissance.
Richland Renaissance is our effort to address the future needs of the county as we expect them to unfold. It is also us addressing some of our current needs. We've run out of space. Our judicial center is old, and we've had a study done, and that has to be changed. Our planning is for the next 50 to 70 years. We will arrive at, within the next 5 years, a new judicial center. We have a need for about 600,000 square feet of space in order to accommodate all of the growth that the county has undergone. We will be moving out to the Columbia Place Mall to get that accomplished. We also have some other challenges in the county. Specifically, we have yet to get involved in intermodal and also light rail. And we have some areas of the county that are dark and that are not evenly served in terms of health care. Finally, we haven't branded ourselves. We're in a really interesting county of communities, a county of subdivisions, a county of neighborhoods. And yet, with all the livability that we haven't expressed our pride. And so we have a need for some gateway signage and just to introduce and welcome people to our county. Richland Renaissance encompasses all of that.
The Judicial Center is on Main Street currently, right?
It is currently, so 1701 Main.
And will that be torn down? Is there something else slated for that location?
At this time, nothing has been decided about that. I don't think that you need to tear it down. There's around 200 parking spaces there, so it's in a prime location. Tremendous opportunity for redevelopment.
And the Columbia Place Mall in Northeast Columbia, the old Columbia Mall.
That's correct.
Will be the new home for Richland County's offices, the whole entire mall?
The entire mall eventually is our goal. We have acquired the Sears Building, the Dillard's Building, and also the Burlington, and we are in the process of discussing some of the others. So eventually, we will occupy the entire mall.
And how, of course, will all of this be paid for?
Since I arrived about 17 months ago, we've spent a lot of time trying to get our house in order in terms of finances. We have saved about $40 million. In revenue from bonds over the years that we did not spend. We've reprogrammed that. $20 million plus dollars of that are going into this project, so that allows us to accomplish and do all of the acquisitions. And bottom line is, good fiscal management has resulted in us being able to get this done without raising taxes.
And how important is the business community to all of this?
Absolutely critical. When you begin to think about intermodal, when you begin to think about hospitals in certain parts of the community that are needed, those are private sector. And so we'll be looking at public-private partnerships.
As this is a business show, we interview a lot of businesses mm-hmm. around the state and in Richland County. I guess one of the biggest challenges that we hear are the high tax rates in Richland County.
And certainly we all have to be concerned about that. But I think there's a couple of things that we need to keep in mind. The tax rates have been stabilized. Those tax rates are not going up. Secondly, we are a highly livable community. We are a capital county. What that means in terms of taxes is that a lot of land and property that in other jurisdictions, in other cities and counties that are on the tax rolls in Richland County are not on the tax rolls. We have a world-class university. We have Fort Jackson here. We have just a tremendous amount of property that is, in fact, tax exempt. Therefore, for our high livability, our taxes are going to be slightly higher. What's important for people like myself who are a part of government is to make sure that we have control on those costs and that we, in fact, are bringing those costs down. If you compare Richland County to other similar counties, I think you'll find that our rate of taxes are actually much lower.
Well, Gerald, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Well, thank you.
Gerald Seals is the administrator for Richland County, South Carolina. We will have a link to the county posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.